Father God, we praise you, we thank you. You continue to place upon our hearts and our lives an understanding of your word. Father, as we come to a conclusion of the study of your Bible, and as we touch upon this prophetic book that speaks about the last things that will take place on the planet Earth, we ask, O God, that there be a special wisdom and revelation that come upon our hearts and our minds and give us an understanding, O God, of this book, so that we, O God, will be prepared for your coming. Father, we thank you and we promise, O God, that in all that you do, we give you all the praise, the glory and the honor. We ask, O God, that you open the eyes of our understanding that we may know the hope of your calling, the riches of your inheritance in the saints and the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. Thank you, O God, that you will reveal to us the mysteries that are inherent in this book. We praise you, we thank you, O Lord, and release right now upon our lives the light of your Spirit. And in areas where it has been blurred to many of our lives, we ask for clarity to come tonight, O God. Thank you, O God. You want your church to understand this book, O God. Although this book has allegories and mysteries, we know, O God, you did not place it in the Bible so that we will puzzle over it, so that we will be amazed and wonder with our understanding. But this book, Lord, was written especially for us too, Lord. And we know, O God, that this that you place in the Word is for our understanding, for our comprehension, O God. So we invite your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to lead us into all truth tonight. And once again, to glorify Jesus in our midst. And whatever areas of need, Lord, as we sit in your presence, continue to minister into our lives, whether there be needs in our spirit, needs in our soul, or needs in our body. In Jesus' name, we just draw on your Spirit, Lord, to flow in our midst tonight like a river. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to the book of Revelations. The book of Revelations has been considered quite a mystery to many people. And as we start, I would definitely need 1.5 hours, right? So please don't let them off the aircon at 11. Give us special grace tonight. We will pay for the extra time, right? And because it's a very important book tonight. And I realize some of you are on public transport. And those of you who have room in your car to help others, perhaps you could hang around the aisle area after the meeting and see whoever is there in the ushers, and they can some of them may need help in transportation, right, home. I'll try my best to do it in 1 hour, but I can't promise that. And those of you who need transport, well, hang around there too. There will be some kind souls that may be able to transport you home, right? Praise the Lord. The book of Revelation, 22 chapters to cover tonight. If it took 1 hour in Jude, so times 22. That's not true, right? So, in the book of Revelations, we have actually a flow of order. It's a book that is connected one to another. The first few chapters are connected to a definite period, and there are many cycles and waves, but there are two main movements in this book, and we want to see it here. It's just like this book is like a song, and it has a climax, and yet it has a second climax, a double finale, another finale, and so there are two main movements in this book. In chapter 1, we have the revelation as given to John. And it's the introduction. I give a general outline first. In chapter 1, there's an introduction. And the appearance of Jesus to the Apostle John. And in chapter 2 and 3, we have what we call the church age. All the seven churches that are defined. And it's about the church age. Chapter 4 and 5 is the first climax. In chapter 4 and 5, we have John being caught up into heaven. And in heaven, he saw the glory of God, and he also saw the seven spirits that flow from God's throne. Chapter 5, he saw the Lamb. And the Lamb was given a scroll. And so 4 and 5 is the first climax. And immediately after chapter 5, we have the Lamb breaking the seals. So from chapter 6 onwards, the song begins, the seven seals. So we have the seven seals from chapter 6 right on to chapter 7. And then the seven seals, when the seventh seal is completed in chapter 8 verse 1, it moves into the seven trumpets. And then the seven trumpets, when it is completed, and the last, take note, the last three trumpets are also called the three last woes. W-O-E-S, woes. And so we have the seven seals in chapter 6 and 7. And in chapter 8, 9, onwards, right up to chapter 10 and 11, you see, up to chapter 11 verse 15, the seven trumpets sound. So from chapter 8, 9, 10 and 11, we have things that have to do with the seven trumpets. The seven seals lead into the seven trumpets. And when the seven trumpets were completed, there is like a special pause. There is a climax, a finale that takes place. And that's in chapter chapter 12 onwards. There is a build-up of a finale. In fact, the last three trumpets were building up to that second major up key. From chapter 10, you notice in Revelation chapter 10 verse 1, there was a strong demarcation point. A special angel came down, more powerful than any angel that John had seen before, to mark a special turning point in the book of Revelations. So it begins, the trumpets begin to sound like a song, louder and louder, and the announcement started in chapter 10. And it goes on to chapter 11, and it climaxes with the seventh trumpet being blown in chapter 11. And then there is what I call in chapter 12 and chapter 13 a special manifestation, a special change that takes place. And mark it, it's the second changeover point. And it's found in chapter 12, chapter 13 and chapter 14. Immediately after this changeover, which is in chapter 12, 13 and 14. 12, 13 and 14 are similar to 4 and 5. 4 and 5 is the first climax. Then 12, 13 and 14 is another important climax. It's so important that even before it came, chapter 10 starts announcing that the mystery of God is about to be completed. And then it moves on into the seven bowls, which start from chapter 15. The prediction of judgment, and then the bowls begin to be poured forth in chapter 16. So in chapter 15 and 16, you have the seven bowls. And from chapter 17 onwards is a description of some understanding that is given to John. See, in chapter 17, the angel spoke to him. It's like the whole thing is over, and the angel in chapter 17 verse 1, who was one of the angels who had the seven bowls, came and started talking to John. So in chapter 17 and 18, there was a teaching given to John by the angel. Chapter 19 comes with Jesus Christ coming to the planet Earth, and then we had the final conclusion and battle in chapter 20, 21 and 22. Of Revelations. So we have a basic theme that we're going to follow. Chapter 1, introduction, and chapter 3 and 4, the church age. Chapter 2 and 3, the church age. And then there's the first climax, a first changeover. Note the first changeover, chapter 4 and 5. And then from chapter 6 onwards begins the seven seals that leads into the seven trumpets. And as the seventh trumpet is blown, there is another climax that takes place in the book. An important climax that we must take note of. And then, after that climax, an explanation given in that climax, it goes on to the seven bowls. And after the seven bowls is a short little intimate fellowship between the angel who explains many things to John. And then we have the finale, the final conclusion or climax, culmination of the entire history of mankind in the coming of Jesus and some other matters in chapter 20, 21 and 22. So now let's start from Revelations chapter 1 as we look at this vitally important book. In Revelation chapter 1, we have here immediately John speaking about the seven churches. Although it's an introduction, you realize that chapter 1, 2 and 3 are all related. But we need to note the appearance of Jesus Christ to John here. In verse 4, John to the seven churches. After Jesus appeared to him, it says, John to the seven churches, grace to you and peace from him. And he speaks about Jesus' position and all that he saw. In verse 9, I, John, both your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Perga, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like a sun shining in its strength. Now in verse 16, the description of Jesus with a sword coming out of his mouth. You see, in John's time, he has never seen a laser beam. There were no guns and laser beam in his days. And so his closest description was to describe it like a sword coming out that cuts. But I've seen it. It's a laser beam. It's like a laser beam. It's like a light coming out from him. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. So Jesus introduces in his message. Here is a point that we take note as we get into chapter 2 and 3, the seven churches. We give to you underlying keys to interpret the seven churches. First of all, we want to point to the fact that the seven churches must be taken as a whole. You cannot divide it. There are clues given to you besides each church having the same exhortation. That is, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Right? Look at chapter 2 verse 7. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now is that plural or singular? Plural. So those messages that are given to the seven churches, and which has an individual message for each church, singular, is actually for all the churches. See, when he tells and speaks to one church, singular, and John certainly knows the difference between singular and plural.